Hey guys, welcome. Guys. Today is a quick little episode, 20 minutes. It's a short little to the point discussion and questionnaire from Imogen, my daughter.
Yeah, she hit all the important things you expect a 9-year-old to hit against two adults.
Yep.
And we didn't crumble under pressure.
We didn't. We held up our end. Up so have a listen and enjoy.
Hear it out. So it's basically three words, but we are going to treat it as if it's one word because that's how you say it.
We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. You want something, go get it.
The effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is.
It is. All right, guys, welcome today. We have Imogen, my daughter, and she is going to flip the script on this short little episode and interview Rick and myself for something different.
Yes.
Let's see where this goes.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm excited or nervous, but...
She's slightly nervous. She knows a lot about you.
No, I don't.
There's a lot she doesn't know.
Yeah, and probably just as well. Actually, I've got a question to ask you. Do you know what Dad's middle name is?
No. Wait, no, Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Every now and then you can just whip those little ones out and go, yeah, you do know. Yeah. Secret.
That's a weird question.
Yeah.
The kids, like, inherently don't know a lot about their parents until, like, a certain age,
yeah. Yeah, and that's it. And that's what they start
like
asking.
How old are they? Where were they? Like, where were they from? Middle name?
All that sort of basic stuff. Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, you just don't care. And then it's always like, then you have to start caring. Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm filling out this form. What's your date of birth?
what was your mum's maiden name?
Yeah. That's funny.
Damn.
All right. Let's get into it, little child.
The first question is for both of you.
For both of us.
Ooh.
What's the hardest thing about being an adult?
Would you like to go first, Rick?
Yeah, I can go first with this one. The hardest thing about being an adult is actually having to learn to be an adult, because it's so easy to just to muck around, have fun and do stuff. But when you got to do adulty things, then you got to flip that really serious switch and go, okay, I now have to actually not mess around with it, and I've got to do it seriously, and I've got to put a decent effort in. That's what I found the hardest thing about being an adult is how many times have you sort of heard the saying, sort of like, oh, why don't you act your age? It's like, oh, you know.
I've heard that many times.
I know. And you know what? At my age, I still get asked, you never act your age.
I'm going to
grow into that. You know. So, yes, the hardest thing about being an adult for me is having to accept that you've got to actually grow up in other people's minds that you are an adult.
Right.
It's your turn, Dad.
Yes. For me, the hardest thing is reminding myself that people are watching what I do. So when it comes to being an adult for me and responsibility, it is about showing you guys like how I think humans should act and how adults should act. So the hardest thing for me is the responsibility that I take on myself to try and be a sensible adult for you guys to see.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not the most sensible person, but I try to be a sensible parent.
This one isn't so deep.
Oh, was that okay?
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, sweet. Take a breath.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color? It'd be something along the lines of a blue.
So like a turquoisey color?
Not that green. No, just like a muted blue, probably more in the bluish gray region.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
You've got that Poskipin color, don't you?
Yeah, something like that's pretty cool.
It's a pretty good color. You?
Me, I love navy blue.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan of navy blue, and I've always loved
it. I feel like that's a color that a lot of stuff gets wrong, yeah? Like, there's that one blue when buying shoes yesterday. There was this one. Oh, it wasn't this model, but there was another model I tried the black one on. I wanted the gray. They only had the black or the blue. He bought the black out. He's like, I got the blue. And I was like, keep it. Yeah. I'm not one bit interested in seeing that color blue on my foot.
They can really screw colors in shoes. It can be mayhem.
I tell you what, the new Nikes, the new Air Force ones that are coming out, are like this wheat color. I'll show you. I'll find a picture for you. God, they look good. Jess will find it.
Yeah, Nike.
So good, man.
Nike get things right.
They do so well for those children that make those shoes, man.
Oh, they stitch them up good. So, yes, so navy blue for me.
Okay.
What about yourself?
I really don't know. Like, I like a type of green.
Okay.
I don't know what it would be called, but it's like this really nice green. I think it might be pastel green.
Oh, yeah, like a really muted
green. Greens are nice.
I like pastel blue, pink, purple, and green.
It's like pastel colours.
And yellow. Yeah.
Okay.
So I like pastel colours. I think they look pretty nice.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, colours are nice. Good.
So when you were younger,
mm-hmm.
what did you want to be? And then what did you come out to be?
Okay, so I'll go with this one because I know this question well. So what sort of age are you talking about?
Like when you were really young, like my age.
Okay, when I was your age, I wanted to be a lawyer. I thought I would be a lawyer. So that was what I really wanted to be, and that was my goal from your age right up until probably I was about 12.
Yep.
And then I found art. And so then from 12 on, I was going to be a tattoo artist.
Well,
and
you've
then
got a heap of tattoos on yourself.
I do. So then once I become an adult and realized the politics of the tattoo industry.
Yes.
I know myself as a person and knew that I would not thrive in those circumstances. So I've just settled for design on the side and working for the man for 30 hours a week.
Yep.
So, yeah, nothing exciting for me, unfortunately.
Oh, it's still not bad, though. Still not bad.
I mean, it would have got you a lot of money.
Yeah, but what's money?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Paper that's indestructible unless you cut it.
Melt it.
Yep. Leave it in your pocket and wash the hell out of it.
Yeah. What about you, Rico? What were you as?
Easy one for me. I wanted to become a chiropractor.
Mm.
Yep. I pretty much, I think, from the age of about 15.
I do not know what that is.
Like someone that works with people's backs?
Yeah. Yep. They pretty much. So if you have pains in your back and stuff like that, they generally try and work around helping you, giving you some relief. So, yeah, I remember going to a chiropractor after having a bit of an issue, obviously playing tennis and golf and stuff, all that twisting and turning. This was like, you know, my mum thought it wouldn't be a bad idea. Went in there and got some work done. So I went in there and the first time I come out and gone, ooh, wow, that feels different. Didn't feel as tight. Didn't feel as stiff. It's like, oh, this works really good. So, yeah, so I wanted to be a chiropractor. And I think I was wanting to be a chiropractor all the way up till I was probably about 21. And the only place that I could actually study was in two places. One was in Canada. There was lots of other places, but there was only two that I had access to. One, and there was nothing in Australia at that stage. So it was either a place in Canada or a place in England. And I sort of thought, oh, okay, well, worst case scenario, I'd go to Canada and study. And then I worked out that sort of like it was so far away from anywhere. And I thought, nah, just there's no point in me living in the middle of some country that I don't really know to take a risk on a job that I'm not really sure if it'll be for me. And I thought, nah, I'll give it a miss.
Do you regret not doing it?
Absolutely. Every day of my freaking life, I regret not doing it.
Because I remember me and you had this conversation like not long ago, 4 or 5 years ago now, where you were considering an adult pathway of learning to do it.
Oh, yeah. And that's still on my agenda. So I'm still looking at, I'd still want to do something to help people. That's my biggest thing. And it's trying to find a way that I can do it part-time so I don't put my life on hold so I can still do all the other things I want to do.
Yep.
And then eventually get to the point where I can actually start helping people more. And that would make me feel happy. So, yeah. So, the dream is still there. I might change the dream slightly and maybe go from, it won't be a blue dream. It'll maybe be like a green dream. So, it'll just change slightly, but I'll get to the bit where I can actually help people and feel really happy doing it.
Yep. Okay. The next one is about being younger. What was the scariest thing that happened or you thought might happen?
When I was a child, or I thought, like, in the future, or the scariest thing that happened? Oh, I don't know.
Or you thought was going to happen.
I can take this one.
Yeah, you get in on this one.
I can do this one. So, for me, when I was your age,
yep,
I was fat. Super fat. Hugely fat. And used to get picked on quite a bit at school. And my biggest concern was when I was about your age is that I wasn't going to have any friends. Because more people used to pick on me about being overweight than they actually did about sort of anything else. That was, it was quite strange. You know, never experienced it before. So yeah, for me, it was always a worry of like, oh, not sure if I'm going to have any friends, because most people have always got to crack the fat jokes and that sort of stuff. And, we'd never got picked for anything at school. And it wasn't until till later. So I started, getting busy and starting to run and do sit-ups and push-ups and bits and pieces and learn to move my body a bit more. Then all the weight started coming off. Then I wasn't that person. Then I felt more confident. But yeah, when I was sort of about your age, that was my biggest fear, is I wasn't going to have any friends, because there was more people that used to tease me than actually were my friends.
Yeah.
So, but I was very lucky. I had four brothers that were my friends, and they started me off on my tennis journey, and then they also helped me off with my football journey as well. Yeah. So they all played. So then I got involved in playing, and then sort of like it went from there. But yeah, at your age, I was actually scared that I wasn't going to have very many friends.
Okay. When you were younger, did you have like a favorite soft toy?
This one I can answer. So, when I was younger, and I would have been much younger than you, maybe 5 or 6, I had a koala. Now, this koala thing, right? So, I'm going to set the scene for you.
Yep.
And it will show you how different our lives were at your age. There was, when the Royal Show finishes in Perth, right?
Yes.
They go to all the regional, like Aruna Show, et cetera, et cetera. So, for whatever reason, we went to the Aruna Show this one year, yeah. We went as a family.
Yeah.
And my brother managed to find one of these stalls had all their stock in boxes, and he ended up stealing a whole box of these koalas. So we had about 24 of these koalas. So yeah, that's, and I had that, like I obviously got one, and I had that for a long time.
What did it look like? Exactly just like a koala?
So it was grey, it had a black nose, it was plastic, and it was pitted, so it felt like texture. Yeah. It had black eyes, and it had a red shirt.
So just basically a...
just a grey koala.
A cartoon koala.
Yeah, it was tall. Toys weren't very well made back then.
No. Cheap and nasty.
Yeah. Just that real polyester.
Didn't even feel like a koala.
No. So
actually, it probably did.
It probably did, yeah. So that's one thing that I do remember. Yeah.
And Ricky?
I had a stuffed Garfield. Actually, you might have seen it in the back of my ute. No. You see it when I had it tied in the back of my ute?
I think I saw it.
Yeah, I had it tied in the back of my ute. It was quite big, you know, sort of like about same size as a Labrador.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I had that, and that was my favorite. My mum bought me that when for my 10th birthday, and it was quite large, you know, really everyone used to love it, just jump on it, crash it. And I only got rid of it, I think, maybe about 3 years ago. So, because I took it to work with me heaps of times, in the back of the ute, tied in there, put a helmet on its head, you know, so it was all part of it.
Such a big child.
Oh, yes. The stranger got pulled over by the cops one day, and they're looking at this thing tied in the back, and he's looking at it, and you can see him going, oh, it's tied in, had a dog lead around its neck, the whole lot, and the cop was looking at me going,
this guy's got mental issues.
What's wrong with you, man? So, yes, I had a stuffed – do you know who Garfield is?
Yes.
The big orange cat? Yeah, so that's who I had. And I loved it, but unfortunately, because I treated it so rough the last couple of years, it started getting that really manky smell. That like, oh, yeah. That, so because it was obviously out in the car and it's got moisture on it and stuff like that. So then
we've got a Tigger in Imogen's cupboard that I bought for my friend Jasmine.
Tiggers are so freaking good.
When we were 15, so that's
when I was
that's
younger.
Coming up for 20 years old.
Yeah. When I was younger. When I had it in my room, I was very scared of it. Oh. In the night, whenever I looked at it, I was very scared of it. Like I'd wake up in the middle of the night and just see that. I'm like,
what is that? Yeah. So what's your favourite stuffed toy?
Right now, I think it's my Build-A-Bear.
Oh, yeah, the new one you just done. Yeah, it looks really cool.
But if you've got like a specific type of animal or like brand, say, because I've got heaps of brands, I've got like Beanie Boos, all that stuff.
Mm.
If it was Beanie Boos, it would probably be Angus. Angus is one of my unicorns. It's very different. It's like, I don't know how big it is.
It's probably about 8 inches, 10 inches maybe.
Yeah, bigger than a shoe, yep.
Yeah,
and I lost my one of mine, and so one day I got like some money. I spent $25 on it, and I still haven't ended up finding the other one.
Oh, it's a bit of a shame.
Mum says I left it at a friend's house.
Probably.
But
she replaced it. I reckon it's probably the best one of the lot.
Yeah. I also have this dog toy. The one that my uncle got me.
Harvey?
Yes, from Harvey.
You got him from Harvey Norman.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Ah.
He got it when he bought his bed or something like that. TV or something. Yeah. All right,
I really don't have a name for it.
Oh, his name's Harvey. It's on his foot.
I don't name him Harvey.
Okay.
It might be his middle name.
Maybe.
Very nice.
All right. Next question.
Have you ever had, like, a friend that you felt like would never leave you and, like, you were never going to, like, not be friends?
Yep. I had a really good friend in high school, and me and this friend were inseparable. And we were best friends, you know, like those times. High school and stuff, like the Christmas holidays, like the 6 weeks, I would spend like 3 or 4 weeks just chilling at his house, and just we would run amok together, and then sort of got into adulthood together. And then by the time my Bucks party come around for my wedding, he didn't come. He was washing his car, and like then didn't come to the wedding. And so, yeah, sometimes friendships just that you think aren't going to end just have a life cycle.
I don't feel like that's going to happen with me and my best friend.
Okay. That's good. I hope not.
Like, yes, we do have fights, but then 1 minute later we're probably just going to be back as friends.
Makes sense.
That's always good.
We're crazy together.
Yeah. Who's your oldest friend, Rick?
Yeah, well, I've got some really old friends, and like I'm talking really old now. I've got guys that I've been friends with for over 30 years, and I've got one particular friend that he and I have been friends for like 40 years.
Yeah, right.
So a really long time. So yeah, mate of mine, Peter Johnson. Peter and I are basically we're school buddies, and sort of like over the years we've sort of like as normal you drift apart, but when you see each other, then all of a sudden you've never been apart.
Yep.
It's like, and it's so good just getting there and say, oh, what's been happening and blah, 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 blah. And it's just like you just rattle off and it's just like you saw each other like a week ago.
Yeah.
It's that good. And yeah. I reckon I've got probably 5 friends that I categorize like that where I don't have to see them, but when I do see them, everyone gets all excited, and then it's just like you talked to them yesterday on the phone and you might not have seen them for 5 years, and all of a sudden it's like, so good to see it, and it just lights your whole day.
Yeah.
Just brilliant. And
I've actually got heaps of friends. I think I've got a few friends in LA 14. All of the whole class of my like my whole class is my friends, mm-hmm. and some in like year two are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I've got heaps of friends.
That's good.
And I also I used to have one in year six. They're in high school now, which is very sad.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be chasing him, though. You know, won't be far away. What, do you got three more years?
Three
more years, and you'll be there.
High school.
They might end up being your mentor buddy when you start.
Yeah. And I think I have year four friends, a few of them, and I also had one that had to move away, which was very sad.
Mm.
I also had two other ones that had to move away.
Okay.
And that happened in LA 12. So I've had heaps of friends.
That's good. That's good.
Damn parents moving their kids.
Happens, doesn't it?
Got to happen, though.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it?
I think so.
We're done. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening along. Thanks, Imogen, for popping on and asking us some questions.
Thanks for the deep questions.
Yeah. Yep. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Guys, please find us on the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Let's Figure This Out podcast, and we'll see you for the next one.
See you next, guys.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
Well done, sweetie.
That was better.
Well done. You're on fire.